right, everybody. Welcome back to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle podcast. The Comedy Castle podcast. That's what we call this thing, right? I'm Joel Fragomeni. A pleasure to be back with you today. A pleasure to tell you that we have a great interview with Josh Blue coming up in a few minutes. One of my favorite guys to interview. One of the best weekends at the club all year is when Josh is in town. So we'll get to that. Let's get into what's going on this week, because again, another busy week. We got shows all the way through Sunday the 21st. Let's start tonight, as I'm recording this on Tuesday, April 16th. We've got a 101 comedy showcase. That's the beginner class that starts at 7:30 p.m. And that's the students of Bill Bouchard's beginner comedy class, which is a great way to get into comedy if you've never done it. Take one of those classes. The guys and girls finishing up that class are performing tonight, as well as tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th. More students from the 101 comedy class are going to be doing a showcase at 7:30. And then starting on Thursday, Josh Blue is here Thursday at 7:30, 7:15, and 9:45 on Friday the 19th. And Saturday, 7 p.m. and 9:30 are the tickets on Saturday. And those Saturday tickets, they're hard to get. They're going. So it might even be a sold out first show Saturday now that I'm looking. I don't know. Go to comedycastle.com, click around on that map and find yourself some tickets, because they're hard to find. Josh is super popular. Every year he comes, every year he sells out. It's a great weekend with Josh. And he's got a very special opener, a special feature, Janae Burris, who is a traveling partner and an opening act of Josh. You'll hear him talk about Janae a little bit on the show here during the interview. And then Sunday, we've got a show with the Day Players. If you don't know who the Day Players are, and stick with me on this one, because I've seen the Day Players. Four guys from soap operas who play music. Wally Kurth, Eric Martsoff, Brandon Barash, and Carson Boatman. They do 90 minutes of acoustic music, rock and roll. They do a concert. They do a VIP meet and greet after. That's at 1 p.m. on Sunday, April the 21st. Now, these guys were here before, and boy, was I skeptical that this was going to be any good. Look, I could consider myself a bit of a music snob, right? And the Day Players came in, set up, I mean, a professional rock show. Like, don't kid yourself. This is not thrown together. This is, I mean, a giant mixing board off to the side of the stage with a professional engineer behind it. And these guys played covers and unbelievably fun. People, mostly ladies, let's face it. That's the draw of these soap opera guys. But, I mean, people standing in the aisles, singing along, clapping their hands. It was super fun, I got to say. So the Day Players this Sunday at 1 p.m. If you want to see something cool, if you know somebody that's a fan of soap operas and would enjoy seeing these guys. And you'll know, I think Wally's a guy that you flip by the TV and seen Wally. He's been on a long time. Wally was super cool. So I'm looking forward to the Day Players. I actually won't be at the Day Players show myself, working in my capacity in the showroom, as I normally do, because I am going to Columbus, Ohio to see Bruce Springsteen. And again, it's not that the Day Players isn't great music. Look, I've had tickets. I've talked about it on this show last year to see Springsteen, and he's canceled the show twice. So this one's going to happen. I believe it. I feel it. So that's where I'll be on Sunday. But you go see the Day Players at the Comedy Castle. Unbelievable show. And, of course, Josh Blue is in town. Let's talk a little bit. Let me just thank people real quickly here before we get into Josh. Great shows the last two weekends. Adam Ray 2 weeks ago did just a killer job. That thing he does, if you've seen it on YouTube, where he pretends he's Dr. Phil and interviews celebrities. It's killer. And he had some great shows at our club. Really unbelievable energy from the fans and everybody that came out for that one. And he's threatening. He didn't promise, but he hinted that there could be a live Dr. Phil appearance at some point down the road at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Let's cross our fingers and hope for that. It was great to have Adam Ray out. And Francis Ellis is another guy. I didn't do shows here. I didn't talk to these guys. So I'm going to at least give him a shout out here. Francis Ellis last week made his first time in at the Comedy Castle and impressed a lot of people. An incredibly funny dude. He played the piano at the end of the show. It was a super funny bit to end the whole thing. Young guy. I believe he said he was 31 years old, 32 years old. I was talking to him. Bright future on him. I'm sure we'll see Francis back at the club. The guy's a stud. I loved it. It was great shows. But again, Josh Blue this weekend. And, we've interviewed Josh Blue on the show many times. Both myself and Tom McCarthy have done interviews with Josh in the past. And the thing about him is he's just, he's a guy that's irreverent, funny, ridiculous. For those of you, he got famous on Last Comic Standing in 2006. As the comic with cerebral palsy, but now I think of Josh now is just he's a funny guy. He happens to have cerebral palsy, but his wit is sharp. It's fast. You'll hear it a few times in this interview where he rips me, and I'm game for that. I enjoy I enjoy getting zinged by the best, and I do consider Josh about as good as an act as you'll ever see at our club. So that's fun. You'll hear about his living in the woods and burning things. That's where how Josh lives nowadays. And he'll tell you about, and again, I say this during the interview. Are you going to be seeing Josh back at our club in the near future? And again, nothing bad, but the guy's blowing up. 2006, that was a long time ago. I don't know what happened to all those comics from Last Comic Standing in 2006. Some of them probably out of the business. But here's Josh Blue selling out again. It's a fun interview, guys. I'll come back, talk to you a little bit afterwards. All right, let's throw it over to my talk with Josh Blue. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, what a pleasure, as always, to talk to this weekend's headliner, Josh Blue. Josh, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
It's going all right, man. It's Josh Blue week, one of the funnest weeks at the Comedy Castle, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite clubs to come out to. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a great weekend. Now, look, I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit about you, but this weekend it's 420. Now, does that mean anything to you, or is that like the amateur day? Is that amateur pot day? You're a professional. You don't even deal with 420.
Yeah, I'm a goddamn professional, bro. I don't need a day to do it. I do it every all the time.
Yeah, 420. But I have a feeling the fans are going to be imbibing a little bit before they come into the club that night.
Yeah, well, be sure and bring enough to share.
There you go. You have orders if you're coming to Josh this weekend. It's 420. Yeah. Share the love.
Yeah, man. I do enjoy smoking some weed, but I have my own edibles actually in stores called Josh's Dream.
Wow.
Yeah. They're suckers.
Okay, that's good.
And you can get them in Colorado and in Missouri, I believe.
All right, yeah.
They're not out to Michigan yet, but soon.
But soon, yes. I don't know if you know about the Michigan pot scene, but and look, I'm no expert. I use once in a while, but from what I can gather, the business of marijuana, it's been described as there's too much pot in Michigan. Can you believe that?
And I'm going to do my best to take some off your hands.
Sounds good, Josh. Oh, man. So what else do we got for you? Well, it's we've talked about your career and everything that you've done. So I thought we'd just talk about some other stuff about you, about the world in general. Let me ask you this, and I don't know where you stand. It's certainly not in your comedy act so much, but it's an election year. Any advice on anyone on who to vote for? People not really happy with these two choices we got. What do you think?
I think we should all move to Canada. I think that's the only answer until they give us some politicians that are worth a damn. But obviously, don't vote orange.
There you go. This would have been a great year to see Josh Blue running. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, yeah. People been asking. I just turned 45, so I reached the age limit. Unfortunately, I was born in Cameroon, West Africa.
Oh, is that?
So
oh,
wow. It's never going to happen, guys.
Oh,
sorry.
My goodness.
I know.
I'll start faking the birth certificate, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, man. It worked for Obama, right?
It worked once. Look how happy everyone was with him. I don't know.
Can he just run again, please? That's all I want.
I believe he could. I don't know if there's a term limit. It's a two, but I don't know if you do two and then you take a break if you can come back or not.
No, you can't. But maybe he could be Biden's vice president.
There you
what
go. Because if you're Biden, if you want to be president right now, a good thing to be might be Biden's vice president.
Yeah.
You know, a couple years. Yeah.
Chances are.
Yeah, man, politics are crazy. I don't know how we ended up in this position, but here we are.
Well, you know, I try not to talk about it too much in my act because, unfortunately, people can't take a joke anymore. When I first started doing comedy, I could make a joke about either party, and it was a joke that was a joke. It didn't mean that I was pro the other person. It was just an observation of how dumb everybody is, and then now people are like, oh, you'd support this guy. No, I'm just saying Trump is from another planet or whatever.
So people would be sad if they don't have the Josh Blue endorsement. If they were a fan of yours and they found out you didn't vote, you think they would turn on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. They've successfully divided the nation. Well, so that's good job, higher up. But we can all come together on my comedy. That's cool.
Hey, listen, they've been for years and years been selling out the Comedy Castle. In fact, I'm going to say this right now, and this is not me knowing anything or indicating your future plans, but I'm feeling like if they don't see it at the Comedy Castle, through only good reasons, you may not be at the Comedy Castle coming up. I see you on all these theater tours, man.
Yeah, man, I've definitely started stepping back into some theaters, so that's... You know, I do love clubs, and my heart will always be there. But as I get older, it's definitely nice not to have to do five shows when I can do one big one, you know.
Yeah, but that you in that club, though, man, it's something special every time you're at our place, man.
Yeah, man, there's nothing like a good comedy club, and it's just something special that happens at those clubs.
Well, the theaters, I mean, that's I did a couple of them as an opening act when I was touring. And man, I'll tell you, that's a fun night. You just hard to, you know, my experience, it was hard to bomb in a theater, you know.
I'm sure you managed, man.
Well, it's hard. I can achieve hard things when I put my mind to it. But I feel like, you know, you get them in a theater. Everyone's they spend it. Maybe they're spending more money. Maybe it's a bigger event for them. They had their tickets longer, whatever it is. Those people, it's a shooting fish in a barrel at the theater.
And the other thing, I mean, it's amazing for the performers. It's one show a night as opposed to the two on Friday or two Saturdays. So I can put all my energy into that one show as well, you know.
Well,
you'd never be like, all right, Led Zeppelin, are you ready for your second show?
You're right about that. That would be bad for them to have to pull out a second one.
Yeah.
But
it's just expected in our business. You know?
Yeah. Well, we've had acts over the years who said, I'm only in theaters except for the Comedy Castle. Maybe that'll be you.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a great room. So, like I said, I loved coming there, and the staff is awesome. And who's the chauffeur guy? Oh, Bill.
Bill. The chauffeur guy. The showroom manager, Bill Lodge.
Bill. Well, Bill, man, he won't let you get out of the car unless he opens the door for you.
I was going to say. Bill. You know, he's never opened the door for me.
Oh, really? Well... He won't let me or my girlfriend out of the car unless he opens the door. Like, Bill, I made it this far without that.
Yeah, well, I'll let him know, but I have a feeling he's going to keep opening the door. Unless you just kick the door right into his head next time. That could be good.
No, I love Bill. He's such a nice guy.
He's nice to you. You don't have to work with him. But, you know, enough about Bill. No, we love Bill. Bill Lodge at the door is a staple of the Comedy Castle. People expect
I'll be sure and let him know you're talking shit about it.
This is all said in jest and parody and entertaining people in their cars. That's what
Bill
this is about.
Bill doesn't get humor. Bill doesn't understand that.
That's how they hired Bill. They said, you know, we're going to put you in the showroom. If you don't laugh, you got the job.
Deal.
Yeah. That's what happened with Bill. But yeah, Bill's good. We love Bill. I saw this on your Instagram. This was cool. Your son is 16 years old. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I don't know how cool that is.
Well,
yeah,
it's cool to have a, you know.
That's amazing. We've kept him alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And the video that I saw, I thought was hilarious because it was his, at his job. And I was trying to make out what was, I go, Josh is in this booth, you know, without reading the caption, what was happening. And he's working in a restaurant. That's super cool.
Yeah, his first job, which is cool to, you know, force him out into that labor world and, you know, get off my dime, boy.
And you didn't want to put the camera in his face and embarrass him at his job. So you did this.
Yeah, I was already doing a good enough job without the camera.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you're at a certain age when no matter who you're, and look, I don't think anyone's got a cooler parent than you would be. You know, to tell their friends, but I think everyone's embarrassed by their parents at a certain age.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's still dad, you know, doing dad shit. So.
Yeah, you got to do that. Tell me about the artwork. How's that going? I was looking at your gallery website there. It was cool.
It's been great, man. Been selling some pieces and, you know, it's cool to, over the years become kind of like an established artist as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, the comedy thing is always amazing, but when I get a sale in my artwork, it feels
nice.
Yeah, it feels great. And I mean, I've had somebody stop me on the street, not for my comedy the other day, but like, I bought one of your sculptures and it's in my house in a prominent position. Like, it's a pretty cool feeling, you know?
Yeah, that's cool, man. I love it. But, you know, people, talented people usually can be talented in more than one way, you know, creatives, artists.
Yeah, man, I got lots of avenues I love to be creative in. So.
All right, let's talk about, you told me before we signed on here officially, there's a new Josh Blue comedy special. Is that true?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out soon. It's called Freak Accident.
Okay.
I'm not sure when or where it will be out, but it is finally edited and ready to go.
Nice.
So, you know, keep your eyes open on the platforms. And, you know, if everybody follows me on Josh Blue Comedy on socials,
yeah,
I will get the info out to them when I know.
Yeah. Well, we link to that. What's the methodology on the specials? Because every comedian's different. When people come to see you, they are seeing stuff they've seen in the special. They're seeing some stuff. It's all new stuff to them. What should they expect?
I mean, as soon as I film the special, I'm off to the next one. Yeah. So my job is to just try not to do those jokes anymore, but I still have to fill the show.
Yeah.
But I'm fortunate where this is my fifth hour special, and I have our CD on top of that and several specials on Comedy Central. So I have a wide array of material to pull from. Yeah. So it's kind of fun when I'm in this process of writing a new special, just kind of going back and revisiting some of the old jokes and making them new. And so, yeah, I'm in that transition period now, but you know, the majority of the stuff you will not have heard before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Cause sometimes I've seen it go, but where fans come up to people and go, you know, I wish you would have done this one. I told my friend and brought him, told him about this joke and it's not in the show. I've seen that happen.
Yeah. I've had that tons of times where like, oh, I love that one joke. I was hoping you were.
Yeah.
Remember how that joke worked?
Right.
Yeah.
And then I've also had it. I'm not going to tell you the name of the guy, but I'm standing in the lobby with this guy, you know, helping him with pictures, whatever, after the show. And a fan comes up and he goes, "You did that bit?" "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, it was right off of the album. Every word, word for word." I was like, "What the hell was that?" It was like not a compliment to the comic.
No, I don't think people really understand what it takes to do what we do. And, you know, there's cadence and rhythm and, you know, those words were picked for a reason. And it's interesting because, like you said, some people want to hear the old ones and some people like want to hear a whole new thing. And obviously you can't please them all. I always say this to people, like, think about writing one joke that would work every time. Just one joke that you knew you could tell and then make an hour of those chained together. Like, that's a pretty daunting task for pretty much everybody in the world.
Yeah, I've been there. I don't think I ever got to the hour.
I bet.
I mean, you do an hour, but doesn't mean they're all great, you know?
Yeah, I can do an hour, but it's talking about like dust particles and.
Let me ask you this then. As far as the touring goes and that, have you let up on that a little bit? Is there more of it, with the theaters coming in? Does that make it easier, less time on the road?
Nope. still really busy.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, like I said, what's nice is just the one show a night and done by 9:30 as opposed to, like, having to do the two. And, you know, no, I mean, it has let up a bit, but I still am a road warrior for sure.
Yeah, well, you're still in demand. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, you must know guys that you were starting out with, and then they're all out of the business, most of them, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely it's hard to stay relevant. And like I said, write one funny joke and then... And then do that again and again and again and again and again. So.
Yeah. What's the favorite place you travel to outside of the comedy club, outside of the club, the theater that you play? Where's a place you just like going just to go? You like the weather? You like the vibe?
I got some property here in Colorado that I like to go up to. I got a cabin up there. So that's my escape.
Yeah. That's
it's
great.
Beautiful and peaceful, and I can burn shit and blow stuff up and cut trees down and all the peaceful things.
I saw you burn the tree that you saved. That was hilarious.
Whoops.
It's on Instagram. Well, I know a comic. He would have a 4th of July party every year. And the highlight of the 4th of July party is, you know, at night there'd be a bonfire. And the thing he did is he would always save the Christmas tree from Christmas before.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've seen a dried up Christmas tree that's 7 months been dried up go up in a bonfire. It's something else.
Yeah, man. I do it quite often. So I burn my neighbor's Christmas tree.
Oh, really? Wow.
I collect them.
You done with these? And like, yeah, Josh, take these. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Take them off your hand. And where do the trees sit? They just sit somewhere drying out?
Yeah, they just throw them in the alley when they're done.
Wow.
Usually I just burn them where they are and let them deal with the cleanup, you know?
I don't know if I... You don't want to admit to any crimes here on this show, Josh.
It's not a crime. I'm helping the neighborhood.
Oh, man. What else? I can't imagine but being your neighbor, man. Is that wild being your neighbor, or is it all right?
Yeah, some neighbors are pretty cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Others are a little, you know, afraid of fire or whatever.
Well, you got to, you know, that's the thing about having a cabin. You have some space.
Yep, I got a big old fireplace, and I use it.
Well, Josh, I think that's going to say, I mean, this weekend, tell us about, I believe you're bringing your own opening act this weekend. You want to tell us about that before we get out of here? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm bringing my good friend, Janae Burris. She's become one of my main openers on the road.
Yeah.
Is hilarious and a wonderful person to hang out with, and a good travel partner. So I love her comedy, and it's a good compliment to what I'm doing. So
that'll be good.
A good show for sure.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it. Well, listen, I'll see you this weekend. And, you know, as always, if you haven't gotten your tickets for Josh, you need to do that right now. That's why we're doing this show. But I haven't checked myself, but I'm sure the Saturday tickets are hard to come by already. So, but there's five shows. Get out there. See Josh.
All right. We'll see you then.
Celebrate if you celebrate. And thanks as always, buddy. This is great.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Josh. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, he cannot be the president of the United States. I thought I came on to a great idea. A guy who could come walk into the debate and look like he was young and fit. Josh Blue, but was not born in America, unfortunately. So what a fun talk with Josh again. I was looking, those tickets, man, they're really hard to get for Saturday. So please go right now to comedycastle.com. And if you want to see Josh this weekend, because you might get shut out. And again, he could be in theaters real soon. Again, we've had acts over the years at our club where they go, "Hey, you know, I'm mostly doing theaters, but I love the Comedy Castle. I'll come in and do that club." But, you know, it's dollars and cents. It's number of shows per night. Josh wants to give you the best. And, you know, so who can say what the future holds? But this weekend's going to be great. It's 420. And, you know, I made some jokes on the interview, but please don't be too messed up. You know what I mean? If you're going to get wrecked, stay home. If that's how you live, that's how you party, stay home. We don't need you at the Comedy Castle, but have fun. You know, you people will come out to have fun. Once in a while, we have to take people out of the showroom. And we're like, what happened to that guy? And it's like, he's not sure. It's like, yeah, he did an edible. It kicked in. So it's embarrassing. Don't do that to yourself. Come out, have some drinks. We got delicious drinks. The Comedy Castle, do that. I don't know. What can I tell you? Here's what I'll tell you. Let's get out of here. We'll have a great time this weekend with Josh. If you're coming out, the Day Players is always a fun show. So please, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, come on out. Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. We'll catch you here next time. All right, guys? Take care of yourselves.